Welcome back to the Hallmarkies podcast, and today we are talking about the 9th episode of this season of The Good Witch. I am Amy, I will be your host today, and today I have my lovely co-host, Caroline.
Hey!
Yay! So, this episode of Good Witch is the penultimate episode of the season, episode 9, and it was titled The Comet. So, before we get into all my different talking points and everything, Carolyn, just what was your, like, overall thought of this episode?
I thought it was a cute episode, but it makes me sad that it was the second to last episode for Bailey, mm-hmm. and it just made me sad. I love her character.
Yeah, me too, and it makes me, like, wonder so much, first off, for next episode, like, how they're going to end it with her, and also mm-hmm. just how they're going to do it next season without her. I'm just really, really curious mm-hmm. If maybe they'll bring someone else young in, or if they're just going to, like, kind of go away from that completely. Mm-hmm. But you gave me some good news today in the Hallmark yes. chat. Can you yeah. share the good news?
That Nick... is Riles, is that how you pronounce his name?
Rice. Yeah.
It's going to be back for season 6 because filming started today for Good Witch, or production started for season 6 of Good Witch today.
Yeah. So. And he was there, so.
Yes.
So, thankfully, we'll be keeping, well, I mean, maybe not all season, maybe he'll be like not a main character or whatever, who knows, but he's at least coming back for a little bit, and that makes me very happy.
According to Catherine's Instagram, they're doing the Halloween episode, you know, movie right now. Mm-hmm. So
I'm wondering if he's actually going to go away for college.
Mm-hmm. Or
if he's going to stay. Or, like, if it's just going to be like, oh, he's back for Halloween, and oh, he's back for summer next year mm-hmm. or something. Or spring break.
Weekend trips and stuff.
Yeah, even though if he's going to California, who knows? We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. But I think this was a really great episode. I think it was really fun. But there was a ton of different, like, mini stories this episode that just kind of all tied into the idea of the comet. The story of the comet was one of the Merriwick ancestors. You know, those keep popping up here and there. one of the Merriwick ancestors. And was it her cousin or her sister? They made a wish.
Sister.
Her sister made a wish on this comet, and the wish came true because she was doing it selflessly for her sister, and then they built a, what is it called, an observatory.
Yeah, I was like, words are hard.
An observatory on the spot where this wish was made, and that's what this whole episode is about, bringing in the magic of the Good Witch with wishing on a comet. So let's just get into the beginning of the episode. So one of the main themes of this episode was kind of like nostalgia a little bit, with Grace and Nick graduating in 4 days is what Sam says at the beginning of the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that they're graduating already? Like, this, it's been 5 seasons, but still.
It makes me sad because, you know, they were, you know, freshmen whenever the series started, and mm-hmm. watching them basically, like, become adults on TV has been neat. And yeah, it makes me sad.
Yeah, and I think
they're both so sweet.
Yeah, it's and also just seeing them grow into, like, siblings. Okay, so yes, so some of the nostalgic scenes that we got in this episode was Cassie playing with Grace's old art projects. That was so cute.
I know. That reminds me of something my mom did when I graduated high school. She was going through all our stuff. It was sweet.
Yeah. It's just so adorable. And then another big theme in this was the birdhouse. There was apparently a birdhouse that Grace and her grandfather had built and was out in the garden when she was 6. And it broke down because it got old. So, it, you know, this birdhouse is 12 years old, and they decided to rebuild it, which was super cute. Mm-hmm. But in this whole process of building it, we actually learned something new about Grandpa. I don't think we knew this before, that he was in the Air Force.
I didn't know. That was brand new information. I thought that was cute.
Yeah, that was just a really, and his whole like thing about, you know, you got to spread your wings and fly. And it was very touching.
Yeah, like all the emotions.
Yeah. So having to do with the birdhouse, at the end of the episode, they put up this new birdhouse they have built, and the bird comes back that supposedly lived there 12 years ago. What are the actual chances that that bird is still alive 12 years later? None.
Zero.
Yeah. It was cute, and I think the editing was done really well, because it kind of looked like a real bird flying on the thing. I thought that was done really well, but I was like, there is no way that is the same bird girl.
Yeah. I was thinking that, too. I'm like,
Yeah.
It was cute.
Yeah. So, but I just think the nostalgia factor and, like, reminding us that, yeah, they're growing up, they're gonna be graduating, and it's just, you know, so cool to just think about how long this show's been going on. All right, so also in the first scene where we were getting a little bit of nostalgia, we had Nick walk in with a GoPro to document the comet. What did you think of Nick and his directing skills?
I thought it was cute, like, watching him, and then him starting to get, seeing the family and stuff together, like, basically, you know, for the last time, you know, I thought it was cute.
And yeah.
I like him behind the camera, you know, like, recording stuff. That was cute.
Yeah, so did you like the, like, different transitions between him recording and then just, like, the normal camera angles that they have on the show?
Yeah, I like that.
I'm wondering if that was actually from that GoPro, because I know GoPros are such good quality these days that I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually what was being filmed at that minute. Other than the audio. Because GoPro has terrible audio, so they would have had to do different audio, but that could have been the actual video from the camera.
That's cool.
So then, after Nick's little movie making, we go into the cafe, into Stephanie's cafe, and we're talking about Adam and Stephanie's Monte Cristo review of their sandwich, and I know Rachel has a problem with this sandwich. I don't get it still. It's a sandwich. But I have a question. Adam, this entire episode, seems to be with Stephanie. And my question is, doesn't he have a job?
Yeah, he's supposed to be a chaplain.
Yeah.
You know? So, he had the day off from the hospital, or I don't know. But I was wondering that, too. Like, why wasn't he at the hospital? But,
yeah. So the whole day, he's making sandwiches with Stephanie, and I'm like, dude, this isn't your job. This is her job.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? But yeah, it was really cute. And then with the whole food truck thing, they were so busy because of this good review that they got. And Cassie just magically appears, and suddenly, out of nowhere, complete coincidence, the grill stops working.
Yeah, the grill stops, yeah.
And
I need Cassie to come to my house whenever I don't want to do something and just break something.
You know, right? It's just so convenient.
The washing machine or the dryer.
Yeah, exactly. It was very, very convenient so that Stephanie and Adam could make it to the comet viewing. Another storyline we had in this was the Martha and Dottie rivalry. So, Carolyn, what do you think of that rivalry between the two of them?
I love the rivalry. I'm team Martha all the way, but I love seeing her with Dottie. I feel like it's a fun dynamic. Seeing her, try to one-up Dottie all the time.
Yeah. I think it was cute that, like, their husbands were, like, on a little lunch date, and they're just like, oh, our wives.
Yeah.
So it looks like the husbands are good friends, and, you know, Dottie and Martha, they need to bury the hatchet, but obviously that didn't really happen that much in this episode.
If Dottie can't let it go.
Exactly. So I'm curious, since she can't let these things go, do you think she peaked in high school?
If she kept her homecoming crown, the queen crown, in a glass case for how many years? I'm like, girl, you gotta go.
Exactly. I'm like, really? And how petty do you have to be like, I'm gonna go get iced tea, and then you close the door and all your awards are sitting right there.
Yeah.
I feel like that was
those are the people that you did not like in high school. Exactly. Ones like Dottie. Yeah.
I'm like, that's just such a petty move. Like, really, Dottie? Come on. You guys are grown women. Like,
yes.
Move on.
with adult children.
Exactly. Like,
time to go.
And, you know, Martha just found out that she doesn't, you know, she said she doesn't need to prove anything to anyone, least of all Dottie. And I think that we can all learn something from that in Martha. You don't need to prove yourself to anybody else. You do you.
Yes. I love Martha.
Me too. She's just, Martha is amazing. She is so great. So, do you think Dottie and Martha will ever be able to see eye to eye and maybe be friends?
Maybe at the last minute of the, like, next week's episode, maybe they'll start that, but I kind of hope it goes into season 6, because I like seeing, like, Martha like that, you know?
Yeah. But I think that would be fun. But also, this whole situation made me think of something. We know that it's called Middleton High, right? That's where Nick and Grace and Luke go to school now. So my question is, did Martha grow up in Blairsville, or is Middleton High the high school for both Blairsville and Middleton?
I didn't think about that.
Because if Dottie lives in Blairsville and her son's the mayor of Blairsville, did she grow up in Middleton, or is there only one high school for the, I mean, they're small towns, maybe there is only one high school for both.
Maybe.
But it just made me think, how did they go to high school together?
I didn't think about that, but now that you brought that up, that doesn't make,
So maybe that's is there a town rivalry in the high school? So, anyways, what else we found out at the beginning of this episode is that Grace is valedictorian of her class. Did we have any doubt she would be?
Go, Grace.
Yeah, exactly. So, what do you think of this, and do you have any predictions for her speech for next episode?
It's going to be an emotional speech, and it's going to make Cassie cry, which is going to make me cry. And then I think that's going to be like her basically Bailey's goodbye speech to Good Witch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's going to be sweet, but it's going to be sad.
Get your tissues for next week, everybody.
Yeah.
We need a tissue sponsor.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
All right, so another story that went on during this episode was about Doug, the cardiologist who was a guest at Gray House. He's a big, bad L.A. doctor because, you know, I feel like in Hallmark, no one from L.A. can be a good person. and I take that offense. I'm offended. So do you think that would it be possible for something or someone to stray Sam away from this life with Cassie?
No, if it would have happened in like season one or season two, I think maybe he would have gone, but then come back. But now that, you know, he's settled with Cassie, there's no way he's leaving Middleton unless it's with Cassie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just love them so much.
Do you think, well, because Cassie did a ton of traveling and stuff, that's like her background. Do you think she's completely settled in Middleton, or do you think if Sam did really get a good opportunity and they had the chance, do you think they would leave Middleton?
I think they want to stay in Middleton, but if it's a good opportunity for Sam, and like maybe in a couple of years, like Bailey and them like graduate like college, and you know, they start having their own families, maybe they'll, you know, move somewhere else closer to them. But I don't think right now.
Yeah. So then Cassie gets this feeling that something bad is going to happen, and it turns out that Doug, the cardiologist, observes Sam giving a surgery, and he offers Sam this job in Los Angeles, a chief of surgery job, which, you know, that's a big opportunity. In LA hospital, chief of surgery, like, that's huge. Like, in a metropolitan area, like, in a huge area like that, getting that type of job offer. So was Sam ever going to take it? Was there ever really any doubt that he was going to take that job?
No, zero.
Like, the minute they brought it up, I'm like, there's no way. Because it's not, and I was like, the only way he'd take it is if James Denton was leaving the show. And I'm like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and then that ended up being Cassie's wish on the comment, back to the comment that this all is tied around, is Cassie was wishing for Sam to do what will make him happy. And what makes Sam the happiest?
Making Cassie happy.
Exactly, which is
Oh my gosh.
Oh, gosh. We all need a Sam in our life. Okay.
I know, right?
Where can I get one?
I know. Hallmark really does need to have, like a dating app for stuff like that.
That'd be funny. All right. So the other big storyline, we've talked about the other couple that not everyone's a fan of, Abby and Stephanie, but let's talk about Abigail and Donovan over here.
Mm-hmm.
So first things first, Abigail's like, I'm just going to Europe. She's just going to Europe.
Yeah, just for... She doesn't know how long, but she's going.
Yeah, also, just Europe. It's not like, oh, I'm, like, landing in London or Vienna or, like, you know, Rome. No, she's just going to Europe.
Yeah.
So, that must be a really open-ended plane ticket.
Yeah, no, right?
So, I was like, all right. And then, also, she doesn't know how long she's going to be gone. Does she really make that much money at this flower shop?
I know.
That she can just go to Europe for an unlimited amount of time. That just seemed really odd to me. Yeah. But then Martha is having a meeting with Donovan about, what was it, like sewage lines or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
The sewer, I don't know. And she's like, well, I know a lot about Middleton lore or whatever, so I can help break the curse. And then... she goes in Abigail's house and accuses her of sarcastically throwing a coin in the well. And I think, is it possible? Like, can you sarcastically throw a coin in a well?
I was wondering how can you do that? But
I'm just like, if you just like, I'll throw it. Mm-hmm. I guess, I don't know. I don't think Abigail threw it sarcastically. Do you think she did?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I would need Martha to demonstrate how to throw sarcastically.
Exactly. I would like a Catherine Disher to give us an example of how to sarcastically throw a coin. I did like what Martha said, though, in that you have to believe in what you're doing, though, for it to work. And I'm not sure. I think that Abigail and Donovan kind of did the coin thing out of just, like, an insurance policy and not necessarily because they believed it might actually... you know, bring them luck. And so if you're just like, oh, we're just doing this, so we'll see, not because, oh, it'll be lucky for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, you know, we have this whole curse between the Merowicks and the Davenports. That's the reason this whole situation is going on. So Donovan goes to Cassie to ask for help on breaking the curse. And she's like, well, you got to believe in it for it to be a curse type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really funny that when he walks in there, he breaks the mirror. And do you think that's an example of the Merowick Davenport curse? Because she is a Merowick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's like a piece of it?
It could be.
Like, they shouldn't be friends either. I don't know.
I don't know.
But I just thought that was funny. I'm like, okay, he really is not good around Merowick women. Yeah. They are breaking paintings. They're breaking mirrors.
Stay away.
Yeah, getting in motorcycle accidents. I'm like, guys, this is not good luck right now. But from breaking that mirror, he gets this crazy idea, which I, in my opinion, is crazy. So what did you think of his little idea to prove to Abigail that he doesn't believe in bad luck or in superstitions?
That whole scene made me nervous. I was like, what are you doing?
I know, right? Like, I'm like, you're opening an umbrella inside, which I don't know, like, they might be in a huge warehouse, I don't know, but filming indoors. But I'm like, and then the ladder and the mirror, I'm like,
not the picture frame.
Exactly. I'm like, not only did the character give himself 7,000 years of bad luck or whatever, that actor must be like, I don't care, because...
Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true.
Like, I don't know who plays Donovan, but he must have just been like, superstition.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that was a really cute idea just to prove to her that,
it didn't matter, you know,
it didn't matter. It's what you believe. It's not necessarily the curse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think there was a scene that really, really bugged me, when Abigail's in the flower shop giving, I guess, her assistant or whatever directions for when she's going to Europe. And Donnie comes in and, like, thanks her for breaking up with her son.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. Like,
it made me uncomfortable. I'm like, Donnie, that's your grown son. He can make his own decisions on his relationships.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not a mom. Carolyn, you're not a mom either.
I'm not a mom.
Okay, I would think that she would want her son to be happy.
Yes.
And so, if anything, she'd try to prevent the curse.
Mm-hmm.
Not encourage it.
And encourage the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's your only son, right? That's. And, like, yeah, you should want your own, like, your son to be happy, at least.
Yeah, so that just to me, I was like, wow, Dottie, like, how, between that and the thing with Martha, I'm like, wow, she is, I feel like, really self-absorbed.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, she cares about herself, which is very frustrating. She is, like, officially my least favorite person on this whole show. Yeah. So, I'm just a side note. I wrote this in my notes, but Abigail really upgraded Sam's house. Let me tell you. It looks fabulous. What do you think of Abigail's decorating skills?
Very cute. I didn't, at first I'm like, that was Sam's house, but it's cute.
Yeah, she took Sam's house and made it, like, up a notch. Like, it was a lot better, because, like, when Sam was living there, I'm like, wow, it's really gray. And she goes in there and she's like, it's all very colorful and just pretty, and she's got things on the walls, and I'm like, wow, this house is lively now. Yeah. But what I think was really cute about Donovan and Abigail, you know, they get back together, and they didn't go to the Comet. Neither of them went to the Comet thing. Mm-hmm. Which I think was kind of odd, but they didn't go to the Comet. But I think it was cute that was Grace's wish, was for them to get back together.
Mm-hmm. That was
cute. That was adorable, and I liked the idea that wishing on the Comet had to be an unselfish action, an unselfish wish. Because, like, for Cassie, she wished for something for Sam to be happy. And for Grace, she wished for her cousin to be happy, which is just my heart.
Right.
Little heart. Yeah. Okay, so do you like Donovan and Abigail together?
I do.
I do, too. I actually really like them. And I know a lot of people I've been seeing, you know, in the Facebook groups and stuff, that they're not a huge fan of him. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
I do, too.
Yeah. So, now, I left this one towards the end. Mm-hmm. Just because a lot of people were frustrated by this. So, the observatory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not exactly sure. Like, where do you think the geographical location of Middleton is?
Illinois.
Okay, I can see that, yeah. So, somewhere in, like, the east-ish, northeastern, mm-hmm. yeah, area yeah. is what I'm thinking. Okay, does it snow in May in Illinois? Like, I understand maybe this observatory is up a little bit higher, but if it's in the same town,
mm-hmm.
why is it snowing there? And then behind Martha in her office, there's like flowers and birds.
And they're wearing winter coats.
Exactly. So I'm like, this has got to be some place where it's cold late spring and summertime.
Mm-hmm. Close to Canada.
Exactly. I know there are parts of Canada that it does snow in May.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I was like, they didn't do the set dressing well enough, I feel like, to make it make sense. Because mm-hmm. that was another thing with the bird. I'm like, that bird is not going to be showing up if it's that cold. So
they could have melted the snow a little bit.
You know? Yeah, or something. I was just like, wow. And it might have just been because they film closer to winter, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so where they were filming.
Like December, I think.
Yeah. So where they were filming, it must have been snowing. And so there wasn't really any way to combat that unless they somehow got rid of all the snow.
Mm-hmm.
But I love how Grace, like, the only addressing to the snow being at this observatory was Grace saying, "Can't believe it snowed up here." That's it. That was the only.
I didn't catch that part.
It was, like, really quick, like, when they were walking into the observatory when she was holding the etching with Luke.
Mm-hmm.
Where she's like, "Oh, I can't believe it snowed up here." It was, like, really quick. I had to rewind and be like, "Did she just say that?"
Because I was the live tweeter last night, mm-hmm. and so like I was live tweeting and like trying to watch, so like I was trying to pay it, like I didn't hear that part, but that's funny.
Yeah. So at the observatory is where they viewed the comet going past, and another little part of this was Martha and the key. So the key that was found inside of the Old Town Charter in the last episode, she was been wearing around her neck trying to find where this key went and what it opened. So then Sam got a little burst of Cassie magic, I think, and magically thought, it's the key to the key, which made absolutely no sense at first. Me and my mom were sitting there and we're like, what? But it ended up being a spot on the etching that Cassie had that pointed towards the old meeting house, which had been torn down. So it's another dead end. So my question for you, Caroline, do you think that they will ever find this treasure at this point?
I think they're going to find it next week.
I would hope so. But they keep hitting all these dead ends.
It's going to be the four of them together. Mm-hmm. Cassie, Grace, Nick, and Sam. Mm-hmm. They're going to find it.
That would be cute.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your predictions? What do you think they're going to do? Because they said this old meeting house had been torn down years ago. So what do you think they're going to do?
Like, where are they going to find it?
Well, like, where do you think this old meeting house is now? Like, do you think it's, like, where they built Stephanie's restaurant or something? Or it's the Belbick and Candle?
It could be Belbick and Candle. Or, like, I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe Maybe Bell Book and Candle.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I was thinking it would be funny if it was under Stephanie's Stephanie's cafe. I thought that would be funny. But yeah, I could. Or the school. Oh, that would be cool if they're there for the graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it was. That'd be cool. So then my other question is, what do you think the treasure is going to be? Or what do you think they're going to find? If they find anything.
I don't know.
Like, would it have to be something Merowick? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I was thinking, this was just my thought, that because we're trying to break this whole curse thing between Abigail and Donovan and the Merowicks and the Davenports, what if it's because they were together, right? This Merowick and Davenport that were originally founded the town.
Mm-hmm.
They were together. What if the treasure is the ring?
Oh, I like that.
I think that would be so cool if it was the ring and, like, that was the way to break the curse.
And Donovan uses it for Abigail.
Yes. Oh, I don't know if it's too soon, but I don't care. Is it too soon for them to get engaged? Maybe.
Maybe. Next season.
Yeah, that could be the Halloween special.
There you go.
Yeah, but I just thought it'd be cool, like, if they found something like that. I don't know. So another little part of what happened in this is Luke and Grace, you know, they say, like, oh, we're going to have to not be together because we're going to different colleges. Even in the end, he gets a scholarship to her college. What a quinky dink. but I wanted to know, like, what do you think of at the end of high school being like, oh, we're going to break up because we're going to different schools type of thing?
I think you should, I don't know. It depends on the relationship. I think if you're, like, serious, don't break up. But if it's, like, a new relationship, then that's okay to, you know, not be so committed going into college.
Yeah. Especially if you're going to, like, opposite sides of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't, I'm sure people have done it successfully, but I just don't see how that could work out. But Grace and Luke aren't going to have to worry about that because they get to stay together. They get to stick together. How cute.
That is
So do you think that means, though, that because now they're going to the same college, do you think that Luke was just the last couple episodes of the season type of thing? Do you think he's not going to come back in the future?
Yeah, I think he's done, you know.
Yeah.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah. All right. One of my points here was, do you think Nick will stay for next season? Because I took these notes last night. But we know he's coming back now, or at least he'll be in it a little bit, which makes me very happy.
Yes.
So, yeah. Just, Rice Matthew Bond. Thank heavens. So, do you have any more predictions for what will happen in the next episode?
A lot of emotional stuff. Their name slipped my mind. The brother and sister. Grace's brother and sister.
Lori and Brandon.
Yeah, they're going to come back for the graduation.
I hope so. I don't know if the actress for playing Lori, though, I don't know if she'd come back at all.
Well, Brandon. Then.
Yeah, I could
and
see.
Tara.
Yeah, I could see Dan and Jeanette coming back. But I don't know if the wedding was, like, their finale, because they said they were moving. I don't know where they were moving to, but I don't know if that was supposed to be their, like, final.
Mm-hmm.
But I would hope for that. I would hope they'd come back to see their little sister. I feel like both of them have missed a lot in their younger sister's life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. But, yeah. It would be cool if they came back, especially since, you know, Grace's dad can't be, like, he's not there anymore. So it'd be nice for her siblings to, you know, come.
What about Nick's mom? You think she'll be there?
Maybe. I didn't even think about that. I don't know. Who was the actress who played her?
Oh.
I can't remember her name.
I'm going to have to look it up.
But I would hope maybe that his mom would come back. I mean, it is still his mom. Like, Cassie didn't adopt him or anything. Which I would not, like, I wouldn't doubt Cassie would if you asked, but I mean, they're 18 almost, so.
Trying to find her name.
I just don't know if that actress would come back.
I know her name, and now I can't, I'm looking it up. She was in Wedding March 3.
Okay. Linda by Gabrielle Miller.
Yeah, Gabrielle Miller. I hope she'll be there.
That would be cool if she was to, you know, support her son, especially since we haven't seen her in a couple seasons. And, yeah, that'd be cool if we got her to come, you know, support Nick. So I'm really looking forward to next week's episode. I think it's going to be so sad, though, and I'm definitely going to miss Bailey in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy. I'm happy Nick is coming back. I'm happy Rice is coming back.
Yes.
That makes me happy. And I hope that they bring in some other, like, college kid characters. Because not that I don't love Good Witch. I love it. It's just, and I want some college representation on Hallmark.
There you go.
That isn't a scandal. So, is that too soon?
No.
So I would just love, you know, if, you know, Nick got himself a little college girlfriend or something.
Really, yeah, and to bring her home for the weekend to meet Cassie and Sam.
That'd be so cute. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to this episode of reviewing Good Witch Episode 9. We hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any, like, comments or responses to us, make sure to email us or tweet us or whatever. All of the links will be in the description to our social medias. Caroline, where can everyone find you online?
At Twitter, at Mia Caroline R.
All right, awesome. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at It's Amy Craig. Make sure to go check out the Hallmarkies Patreon, you know, patreon.com/Hallmarkies. We have a lot of awesome different opportunities on there for you guys to get extra content and stuff. Go check out our merch. There's just so many things. And if you are listening to this on our YouTube channel, make sure to go down there and hit subscribe to our channel so you guys can see more from us. But other than that, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye. This podcast is brought to you by Hallmarkies for Hallmarkies. For more information about how you can leave your mark on Hallmarkies, visit hallmarkiespodcast.com. Link in the description.